Shit is a jam. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
We're rolling, buddy. We're rolling.
This is Prosciutto Poppy and watching this content podcast.
What are you doing, man? I like your hat and your hoodie.
I like your hat and your hoodie.
Yeah, I don't know where we get these from.
ETN.
ETN, we got It's Content merch live. Holiday sale live.
I like the... It's content on everything, for real.
Check mine too. I gotta check mine out.
For real.
Yeah, it's content on
this
the
This is a 3X, guys, so run small.
The 3X fits is actually small.
Because I'm a large, so, I mean, this...
XL.
No, I'm a large. Hoodies, maybe XL. Large shirts.
Yeah.
Hoodie XL. I'm starting I used to be a medium. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, me too. At one point, 190, you know, way back in the day.
Yeah, I was 190. I was a medium.
Sixth grade.
Like 2 years ago. Sixth grade.
No, I was big in sixth grade. More like third.
You know what, though? I grew up always having to buy like the Husky pants. I was like a young kid going to the men's section.
I was too.
I was like 10.
My mother had to have that hard talk with me. Like, yeah, we don't shop in the kids' clothes. Why do my friends all shop in the youth section and the kids' section? Why not? Yeah. You know, you're different.
And how about like having to get your pants hemmed? Did you have to do that?
Yes.
Get them hemmed?
Yes. I never looked good in pants.
Because we were just short and fat fucks. We were like the same size, though. We were pretty fat. So
what's new with you, man?
Going to Florida.
Nice.
Heading down to Tampa.
Going to see some family.
Some my aunt.
Little Christmas in Tampa, huh?
Actually, congratulations to my cousin John, because by the time this gets out, he'll be engaged.
Congrats, Johnny.
John and Jacqueline.
Wait, we're posting this Saturday.
Yeah, they'll be engaged Friday.
Okay. All right. Congrats, Johnny.
Yeah.
How old is he?
24, bro. They turned 20. He's in the military. Makes sense, right?
All
right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He's 25. 25. She's 25. About to be 25, I think, too.
Interesting. So he knows she's the one?
Yeah. You can feel it, though. She's such a good girl.
Yeah, that's
like
good.
She takes care of him. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's like a...
Bro, she takes care of him.
She's a woman, bro. Yeah. You know? That's how... It's just different. It's different. Yeah. To me, at least growing up, a woman... Like, I want a girl who's going to cook, clean, you know, not just...
This just sounds horrible, though, the way you're saying it.
What?
Like, just the way you're saying it just doesn't sound good.
Why doesn't it sound good?
The woman should cook, should clean, should do this.
Well, I'm saying that's what I would want.
No, I know.
I don't want a girl that doesn't cook and clean and all she does, and then she don't work. It's
well,
like,
that's
okay,
different. You don't
what
want
are
a lazy
really
girl
doing?
Sitting around either.
That's what I'm
know?
Saying. But if you're a girl running your own business, I don't also don't mind doing the cooking and cleaning, because I do enjoy it.
Right.
But I would rather work and come home and...
No, it is not. Especially growing up in an Italian family, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You just, you're all like your mom, your grandparents are always like cooking for you and cleaning, like doing nice thing. Like, that's like a love language, like giving like acts of service. Like, you want acts of service.
It's weird because I'm like that, though.
Yeah, you do that, but you could have that, like, you could like that and do that too,
but I think that's what it is. I need it too.
Yeah,
I can't just always do it, because then I'm doing it and I'm snapping, but then they're just like, well, you offer to do it. I'm like, yeah, but you could be fucking doing it too.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know,
I feel Marissa's like that. She likes to do it, but then she's also like, you need to do it too, though. It's like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but then like when you do it too, that's like, I got it.
It's like she has to do it her way.
It's weird.
Yeah, but the new merch is good, though. I'm excited for it. So, yeah, it's content.com, itsconttnt, not tent.com.
So this,
I'll put
this
a link
quality,
below.
The black and the cream quality is different than the gray. The gray is more of like a lighter, more like of a gym wear. I like this for the gym.
Yeah.
I like this for, this is like a typical hoodie.
This is like a heavy.
That's
duty.
Like an essentials fabric.
Yeah. No, this is like really good quality. Like
really good. Really good. We're going to make some changes. I like the B on yours. We got the white on the outline. This one got the blue. We're going to change this to white. The white to goatee.
We also have matching joggers for these too.
Yeah, the sweatpants are fucking big. The sweatpants is like this, not this big of a logo. It's smaller. I think I want to do the sweatpants like the same small.
Yeah.
Low-key small.
Yeah.
But the big is cool though. I like this. The gray's cool.
You ever see the pants with the logo across the balls? Or the shorts with the
I kind of like that.
I think we should do something like that.
We're just wide, though. So it's like, boss.
I know. It's like stretching. It doesn't stretch all the way.
There's three O's in Boston on this guy's shorts, man.
Well, that's like my 3XL. It's like this logo is like tiny on me because I'm just huge, you know?
No, it looks good, though. Yeah, it does. Right. I like this. Cool. The fucking shamrock looks like.
Yeah,
it
looks
nice.
Good. Looks good. So, yeah, merch is out now. Go grab your merch.
It's
holiday
content.
Sale until probably the new year. We'll keep the holiday sale going. It's content's booming, though. We got a lot of big plans coming up.
The meeting we had today.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good meeting today regarding a project that we're not going to drop yet. We talked a little bit about the talent show idea we were going to do, so that's kind of moving right now. But yeah, for today, I wanted to switch it up a little bit. I figure we take some questions from our supporters.
I know.
Our real fans and supporters.
I put a little question thing on my Finsta. How about that one?
Finsta?
My personal one.
Personal.
Finsta. What is a Finsta?
It's like a, that was like a thing in high school. It was like a fake Instagram. It was like
just posting. It was stupid like a, shit.
Yeah, it was just stupid. It was stupid.
I really just follow girls' Finstas
to see like the, you know, the booty pics and shit.
Yeah,
know?
I'm about that.
Back when I was like 16, you know, just like,
yeah. Stupid. I mean, I guess it's a Finsta, right?
I had a Finsta at one point. Just like, I don't know. I post like my gym stuff in there when I was all jacked.
You know who that is?
No,
who's you it? Know Maya Brady? Brady's niece.
Maya Brady.
It's Maya Brady.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's fucking hot. You gonna hit her up?
I think I have a type though, huh? Every time.
Yeah, she looks like a similar girl you're talking to right now. A couple, actually.
A few, right?
Yeah, a few. Anyway, we're going to get to the questions, though. Yeah, we put up Instagram stories having you guys ask us questions. So we have a little dilemma. We asked for numbers, too, because we were going to call some people. But I don't want to give out my number.
Justin, can we use your phone?
No, Justin don't want to give up. He don't want to give up his number, either.
Don't, but
yeah. No, we won't. No, it's all good. It's all good. We gotta figure out a way.
I'll suck it up and call from at least one from my phone.
You want to call one? Do you want to do that? Let's wait. We'll do that. We'll do that towards.
Will
the
you
end.
Call first? Will you call two, or is no, it just I'm gonna be calling. Me? You want to call one person?
I might have to block that number after. I don't want my number leaked to like these
I
people.
I know, bro.
What's that? You can dial *67 or *67.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah. All right. We could do that.
All right, let's start with the questions first. Do you want to go first or me?
You can go first.
All right. Alec O... I don't know how to say this. Alec Odonia says, what's the ultimate long-term goal for its content brand? You want to start?
Really, the media company, man. Really, we're really trying to build multiple different shows, especially when we get this talent show going. That's going to be big. Just, I don't really... No.
The It's Content brand is, I want it to be like you're turning on a TV network and there's a bunch of different shows on there on YouTube. There's just no ceiling for it. There's no way that we can say it's going to go because it can go in multiple different directions. Whether we do this talent show, we do live entertainment, we do, obviously the merch is a part of it. But I think the main thing is like just keep making good, funny content in different ways, like a food show for you, the talent show, the deli.
Podcasts,
like just different avenues. News.
Like obviously we know the goal, like we just don't know how. Like, I don't know. There is no ceiling. So there's so many ways it can go.
The thing is we're developing the plan every day. There's not like a set plan. It's just kind of like, let's take this month by month and plan this next month and plan this month. And then
it's all going to just fall into place, bro. It's all going to fall into place. One of the biggest things is I can't wait to get talent when we get to that point where we can have people with us doing it. And it's like, okay, we got people doing their own show, Man on the Street. We have another cooking show with the Scarlotta Twins in New York.
That's
like
a big thing too, is talent. Part of it. We want to have like a team, a roster of talent.
I think Nikki and JoJo will work something out.
Yeah. Yeah, but I agree. Like Man on the Street too. Like that's another show. Like there's just multiple different things we can do. It's just there's no ceiling on it. Like you can expect to see pretty much anything. You can see anything, to be honest.
I know, but
in the next 5 years. Like I don't know.
The biggest thing that comes the biggest problem we come across is probably capital too.
Because
people don't
understand,
bro. We don't make people think we make sometimes $60,000 off a video. It's like, bro, no, I'm lucky to fucking make $70,000 this year.
Right.
Like no, I'm out here like and it's taxes, so it's like are you really making $40,000 this year, bro? It's paying rent. Like it's not easy, dude.
It's not easy. No, there's a lot of social media is a lot of pumping out consistent content, building relationships, and then trying to set up long-term deals with companies. You got to provide value. That's the number one thing I always say. You got to find a way to provide value to these companies where you can sell yourself for 6 months to a year. And then it's like, all right, well, that's an income stream every month you have. Set up three of those, you're all set. You're making a good amount of money every year. So that's the main way to make money in this industry. But with its content, we're going to make money off of different things. The podcasts, we're going to have brands working within it, the deli, the merch, the live entertainment one day. So there's a ton of different ways it's going to happen. It's just, you know, it's going to all evolve with time.
All right. I got a question. I'm going to start off with, this is on my personal Instagram.
Yeah. Say the username though. Who it's from too.
So this is actually a funny story. Cockapoo Finn. Cockapoo is a dog.
I know.
And I watched the dog, and this is the only, the dog. Okay, this is right. The dog's account. I have a dog's account. Okay. Are you still a mailman, and do you still give out dog treats in your route?
That's funny.
I'm not a mailman, no. And, I really used to just go out of my way, buy treats, and carry them. That's how much I love dogs, to just, like, see them and play with them.
How do you have their Instagram?
Well, because I, through Kayla, one of her friend's dog, she watched it, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just there and fucking playing with him. He's, like, the cutest dog ever.
That's funny. It's funny that they're checking in with you, though, to see.
Oh, yeah. I always, like, comment on his page. I'm like, I miss you, buddy.
Really? It's just a dog. Just like a golden retriever?
Yeah.
Reaction to local Massachusetts artists would be dope. This is from Jay Smokes.
Reaction?
I think just like our thoughts on like Massachusetts local artists. I would say number one, Mosa, my guy Mosa. He's going up. Heartbreak Mosa.
Love Mosa.
Millie's obviously. Everyone knows Millie's. He's
shout
huge.
Out to fucking Shay.
Shay? Oh, right? Shay 617. Yeah, Shay 617. He's coming up. He's kind of like a Mac Miller vibe from Dorchester.
I like that, bro. Definitely I like that. He always tries, going, bro. He's staying consistent. I love seeing it.
You have
always,
to, bro. You're going to stay consistent. I think artists and influencers is kind of like, there's very similar things with both, you know, and athletes too. Like, is you make your money, you usually work with like an agent or a label. Like, they get you deals usually. Like, it's different.
Music's
it's different,
very,
but it's similar.
Different.
But, you know, what other local artists do we know? I mean, like,
Trill Manny.
I know Trill Manny. Yeah. Met him with Tange. Shout out Shop by
Shout
Tange.
Shout out,
who else?
Tyler Loyal.
I don't know Tyler Loyal.
I know him a little bit.
Cousin
couple,
Stiz. What happened to
tunes?
Cousin Stiz and Mophie? How about Mophie? What happened to him? You know Mophie, Justin? The fuck
Jesus,
happened to him?
I don't know.
I think he got locked up or
Shout
something.
Shout out to Stiz, though.
Yeah. Stiz follows you. I don't think he follows me, but he follows you.
No, I think he does.
He might follow me. Who cares?
Murph SKA, best roast beef three-way in the North Shore.
Wow, it's tough, man. I don't know, man. It's hard to really... I like Nick's Place. I do. Sorry, I do. I don't really eat a lot of different roast beefs, though.
I haven't had a good roast. I haven't had like a good roast beef. I loved Pete's and Beachmont. Pete's and Beachmont was undefeated. Beachmont roast.
Jamie's is supposed to be like really good.
Dude, Beachmont roast beef used to be gassed, and they sold it years ago. Went downhill. Royals used to be fucking gas. Went downhill. Everywhere is just sucking, man.
It's funny how like there's just so many roast beef places there, and then people in New York have no idea what that
they
is.
They have no idea.
They have no clue.
I know. It's really the Greeks. Every roast beef spot's like Greek.
Yeah, it is.
Like downstairs, they have roast beef.
Yeah. Do they?
Probably. Justin, they got roast beef down there, probably.
They must have roast beef down there.
I got some good questions, man.
Oh, hold on, my bad. I just fucking exited out by accident.
Nah, it's all right, brother. No problem.
Favorite Chinese food restaurant in Boston? Little Asia, East Boston.
In East Boston?
No, Boston.
In Boston?
Yeah. Little Asia. That's my answer.
I mean, like Chinese food, because now, you know what I mean? We're talking about like General Gao's chicken. Okay, it will be Little Asia. But if we're talking about like some authentic hot pot.
Don't make it all fucking extravagant and complicated.
If we're talking about
Chinese food.
I'm going to Hot Pot Chinatown. Hot Pot Buffet in Chinatown.
Damn, you really did royal like that? That's fucked. That's fucked.
Oh.
But technically, Quincy is in Boston.
No, that's why I didn't even think of it. They actually are a little trick. They say Royal Boston and it's in Quincy.
That's all good though.
But I mean, no, Royal and Quincy's good. I really do like that, but I just wasn't thinking Boston.
Yeah,
that wasn't
course,
in my head.
Quincy isn't considered Boston, right?
No.
Right. It's its own thing.
All right.
You go.
Underscore H underscore B underscore N underscore B. What is it like being better than most men?
They did not say that. Is it a girl?
Yeah.
So what's your response?
I don't think I'm better than, like, I really don't think I'm better than everyone.
No,
you're
definitely not better than everyone.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm fucking 5'5 and fucking 250. It's like, well, wait a minute. All right, not 250, more like 220. But like, you know, like I ain't better than anyone. Treat everyone with the same amount of respect.
Of course, you have to. You got to treat the fucking doorman like the CEO.
I was just talking to the dude at Equinox. He like cleans the thing. I get my locker fucking stuck every day.
Bro, I feel like I'm the only person who talks to the maintenance guys.
Dog, we are.
I think everyone at Equinox is just like too good. That's
everyone's,
what it is.
Bro, I sit there. I was like, my locker's locked, buddy. I need help.
Okay,
he was dying, bro. But like that little shit goes such a long way, bro.
It does, bro. They're really the ones in there cleaning up everyone's towels and shit in the locker room and cleaning all that shit. Those fucking rich
always
fucking
say
those
hi,
rich
bro.
Dudes.
Always. I actually pricks. Had something happen in front of me today. There were this old guy and this younger kid were talking about their Lululemon pants and how that one's different than his. I said, yo, what the fuck?
Where are your priorities? Like,
what the fuck?
What are your fucking problems?
Fuck.
Is it a Diamond Auto Collision asks, is it a lot of dedication behind the scenes? Short answer, yes.
Short answer, yeah.
Dedication. I mean, it all comes. Number one, it's capital. Number one's money. So you got to provide money to make the behind the scenes.
It's
work.
Like, okay, especially think about living in Boston. This is to my guy Dougie knows. Dougie fucking works hard, man.
Dougie works hard.
Dougie works. Dougie fucking works.
He fucking grinds.
So we think about it. You got to live, survive in Massachusetts. Is
number one.
The hardest thing and the hardest thing to do. And then on top of that, all that money. Okay, you pay all your bills, and all that leftover money is going into a business. Whether it's podcasts, whether it's just gas. And how about doing cooking channel? And how much cooking is? Every video is fucking 50 to 100 bucks. So there's fucking a lot of dedication to it.
It's war, bro. It's really war.
It really is.
So yeah, it is a lot of dedication. And then on top of that, you got to coordinate with people. You got to coordinate with the camera guys, the place you're filming at, which would be the deli. Like, we got to coordinate with them times to go in. And then we got to manage people. We got to manage people's fucking, you know, obviously, like, we love Flick and Josh, our camera guys, but different personalities and shit. We've dealt with multiple camera guys now that we've had to let go, that have we've had fallen outs with. And nothing against them. I wish them the best, but you got to manage a bunch of different shit. So there is a lot of work that goes into
it's not easy,
and then editing, post production, all that. Like, there's a lot.
How about the hardest part is creating, being creative.
Creative too. That's before anything.
How about that?
Coming up with the skits.
But that's just in our, like, we are, that's on go.
Bro, you know what's crazy? When we were showing Buddy and Kyle today, the Santa one we just did, I was just watching it and I'm like, damn, like, this is like a really good script. Like, I'm really watching the whole skit unfold, beginning,
really
middle, and end.
We did
and
all
they're dying laughing.
We
and I'm like, damn, like, that really came to us so quick though. Like, that, it, that's like, cause I'm always like, I've always questioned, like, it's almost like they call it imposter syndrome. Like, you, you feel like you're an imposter. Like, oh, do I really belong in this room? Am I really good at what I'm doing? And it's like, bro, like, that's not normal for people to just be able to think of shit that quick.
Bro,
like,
no.
How long does it take us to come up with five skits for an episode? Like, not long. Not long.
But you know what the best part is, bro, about this is our table is, like, we do everything. We come up with everything.
People don't understand that, though.
Nah.
People think we're just fucking filming on our phone and
people,
posting.
People wonder why we're so protective on this shit. It's like, bro, you don't understand how much work we put into this, how many hours we've put
hours
into this.
Daily hours into it.
No, it's 24/7.
Yeah.
You got the next one? Got the next question. We got John Tirico. Shout out my cousin, John.
Getting married. Oh, all married, actually. Congrats, buddy.
He's all fiancéed up.
Fiancéed up.
Yeah. Engagement up.
Engaged up. What?
Hardest struggle / problem of 2023, and how'd you overcome it?
Damn. Hardest struggle / problem of 2023. That's, I don't know, man.
All right, John. I'm going to be real. The hardest struggle is probably, I'm going to sound like a little fucking douche, but I mean, bro, getting paid to eat. Getting paid to eat. Probably that was one of the hardest struggles, bro.
You mean like gaining weight? Is what
I mean,
saying.
Yeah. But getting paid to eat, bro, it's very hard. That was very hard this year to cope with. Like, not eating.
Emphasize.
With this shit. Like,
explain, because I feel like you got to explain this. Are people going to take it the wrong way? If you don't, because I know what you mean, but I know people are going to hear this and be like, oh, you're complaining about getting paid to eat.
No, definitely not getting paid to eat, bro. It's more of just like, okay, we're going to two different spots today to eat.
Yeah.
And when an influencer goes in, the restaurant pays you, they make sure you get the best shit. They make sure you get everything. They make sure to send everything out. They make sure everything's perfect. And then, you know, you get assholes like us that try everything. And then that's the struggle. That's what I mean by it's tough when you get paid to eat like that, because it's... Because
then you're doing that multiple times a week and it's
and
just
And we're
like,
not phony, bro. So I'm going to sit here and eat it. Like, I'm going to sit here and eat. I'm not going to be like, oh, it's good and not bite it. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Just the way we grew up in an Italian household is like, you don't waste food. Like, you don't waste food. You feel bad wasting food,
I know.
To be honest, that's how it is going on.
I didn't mean it like...
I know you don't mean it that way. Yeah. I just know people watching might take it that way, but I'm glad you explained it.
No,
for me, it's really just health, bro. Like, that's probably the biggest struggle. It's been a big struggle for the last couple of years, but looking to turn it around now is just, like you said, it all plays into that, getting paid to eat, going out, nightlife, making connections. You're around constant temptations to eat and drink, and that just makes it worse. Then it just rolls over, and then you eat and you drink more, you feel more like shit, you're gaining weight, the motivation dwindles down to go to the gym.
This is how we're overcoming it, John. So this happened the whole year, this year, last year. We're just overcoming it now because last couple of nights ago, Sunday, we had an opportunity to go out. You know, certain Celtics players are going to be there. You know, Jack Hollow is in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we said Tatum, no. Tatum we said no. It was like 11:30. I said, nah, bro.
Yeah.
He goes, nah.
We could have went and drank and fucking met Jack Hollow, the Tatum, nah. Fucking all these guys. Nah, we were up, with them, but we were up like,
at the gym 9 a.m.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Fucking
honestly is how I know like the mindset's starting to turn. Because it's turning, like, bro. Usually I would have been like, oh, fuck it. We'll just
let's go
to the gym later in the day or something. So that's us.
That's right there. That's 2 years of fucking some struggle shit right there. We're just overcoming it now.
The Crypt Keeper. Who has the best bar pizza in the Boston/south of Boston area?
Dog, I don't know.
I think Justin got to answer this.
Bro, the North Shore bar pizza is not a fucking thing.
South Shore.
Yeah, I don't know. I fuck the South Shore.
Justin,
kids.
What do you think?
Well, you know what I would have said? I would have said Brewhouse, but I don't think there's people that agree with me anymore.
I mean, like, I'm not picky. It wasn't bad. It was just like, it didn't blow me away either, you know?
You went somewhere?
I went after the Pork Chop and C-Money podcast. He recommended us to go to this place, and we got the bar pizza. And it wasn't bad, but, like, C-Money was, like, shitting all over it. And, like, I gotta admit, I didn't really like it either. So then he recommended Linwood Cafe. We went there, and it was, like, the same thing. So I'm like, I don't know. Pizza. Yeah.
What is bar pizza?
I didn't really understand.
In my head, I see bar pizza here, bar pizza. I'm like, okay, word. They're about to heat up a Celeste pizza in the microwave and send it out. Right. That's bar pizza to
me. What is a bar pizza?
Bar pizza is basically like, it's usually frozen, but it's typically just like a personal, like small pizza that's like, I don't know, just like, it's not like a typical pizza. I don't know like the best way to explain it, but it's own style of pizza. It's like Greek pizza.
Why do we rage Greek over pizza. It? Okay. All right.
It's not Greek pizza, but it's own style.
Like, okay. I agree. You know what? People shit all over Greek pizza, and I kind of like Greek pizza sometimes.
Yeah, I like Greek pizza. Sometimes. Nick's honestly low-key has good pizza. Low-key.
Nick's has good pizza. Yeah, Greek pizza. It's all, dude, I'm going to my uncle's down in Tampa, a Greek restaurant. Fucking gas. That's why I like the Greek pizza, because it's his. He has a spinach one that's mixed with the feta.
Good.
All right, one more.
We'll say Brewhouse Braintree, right?
Golden like Kerry. Huh. What inspired you to start cooking videos and creating content? Good question, Kerry. Get into that a little bit. So, what really inspired me to start doing my cooking videos is a lovely friend named Caleb Mills. Good friend. Met her out. To dinner. This was 2021. I was in the post office in the army. I just got in my own place, went out to dinner. There was big plexiglasses in between the seats. And there was a group of four girls, and they got some like fire desserts. And I just like looked over. I was like, oh, what you get? And she's like, Kayla was mad nice. And
I'm gonna role play with you.
No,
I got the brookie.
No, they got the fucking tiramisu balls.
That's nice. I like those.
They're good.
Continue.
But anyways, I go over there to that table. We're chopping it up, and I get Kayla's number, and we're texting for a few weeks. I like a week. She comes over. I cook. She's like, damn, you should really make a cooking video. But during this time, I was already making videos with you. Just your videos. Never a thought in my head was to make my own page. Prosciutto Poppy, never. And she really started showing me how to edit, and really just started cooking. I was really hustling. Working too,
but even before that, though, like you would say, your grandmother, no?
Yeah, definitely. Food was a big thing in my life with my grandmother for sure. Growing up, we would eat fucking just cheap shit, man, like cheese and lettuce sandwiches. Sometimes throw bacon on there, which is crazy. But like hot dogs and beans, bro.
You have sandwiches,
fucking peas and pasta.
But what's it called? The pizza.
English muffin pizza. That was probably the biggest one, bro. Making those. So I was making those young.
Nice American cheese on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Just, bro, it would be hunt straight tomato sauce out of the can. Yeah. Like just straight up, bro.
Would you, Kitty V7 asks, would you consider visiting London or Dublin? I think I would visit Dublin before London.
Yeah.
Dublin just seems dope. Like I want to go to a nice, like authentic Irish tavern in Dublin.
Yeah.
Visit Conor McGregor's hometown. You know what I mean? That'd be nice.
I mean, with my last name, I think I can move pretty deep
in
Dublin.
You'd move slick in there. You'd fucking drop the last name in there and you'd fucking I'd be like, chilling. Valid. They'd see my last name, probably kick me out, to be honest. Maybe. Yeah. You ever been to London or Dublin, Justin?
London.
How was that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Do we eat like escargot and shit like that or not?
Escargot, is that like
what is snail? Snail? Is that London?
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. She gon' let me hit it.